Bringing you real voices, real issues, and real solutions. You are listening to The Smart Hour online. Your global connection to uncensored, thought-provoking interviews and great conversation about what faces our world today. This is not mainstream media. This is The Smart Hour. Here you go. Your host, Tanisha Smart.
Hello, lovies. It's Tanisha, your sister, tuning in again tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Smart Hour. Tonight, we're going to have another sobering episode on prayer. Tonight, it's on my heart to pray for marriages. So with all that's going on in the world, of course, there's so much going on in the world, but I believe it grieves the heart of God that people don't honor and respect marriage the way it should be. So that's what I'm compelled to pray about tonight. So tune in, join in with me. I see you prayer warriors on tonight. Join in with me, stand with me as we pray for marriages. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The Smart Hour, brought to you by Fit, Focused, and Curvy, knowledge for the complete woman, an environment for women to share and grow, offering tips and testimonials on fashion, parenting, cleaning, and much more. Be sure to friend us on Facebook at Fit, Focused, Curvy, follow us on Instagram at Fit, Focused, Curvy, and check out our website at fitfocusedcurvy.com.
Come back to you, I need your mercy. Draw me close to you, I need your grace. Satisfy my thirst, Jesus, I want more of you. Shallow idols can never satisfy my hunger, Jesus, I need more of you. My prayer. My worship, my adoration, I wanna go deep.
Thank you so much for staying tuned. That is Deeper by Anthony Nelson. It's a beautiful tune. So again, thanks for tuning in. We're praying tonight for marriages because just the state of the world, I believe, as I mentioned before the break, that this grieves the heart of God, that marriages are not viewed in the way that they should be. So we're going to go to the Father on this and believe Him to just move in some marriages. In Jesus' name. God, thank you. Thank you so much for the mind to pray, God. Thank you so much for the privilege of prayer. I don't take it lightly that you've given me this position, Lord, and given me this burden for what grieves your heart. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. I now lift up marriages, period, and just the perspective of marriage. God, you know we live in a world where people don't value marriage the way it should be valued. People don't value the covenant, God. People don't value what you meant when you created marriage and when marriage was instituted in the earth. God, I lift up people, God. I lift up society. I lift up people that are already married and people that are thinking of getting married. God, I thank you so much for the boldness that they've taken to dare to get married in a society such as this one. God, thank you for their hearts toward the sanctity of marriage. God, thank you. Thank you that there are some people out there that say, regardless of what happens, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to, and for those that are married again, they're saying, or for a second or third or more time, they're saying, I'm going to give it another shot. I'm going to give it one more try. I'm going to try again at this thing called marriage. God, I pray for the right perspective. Sometimes when we get inside of a marriage, we forget about what you said. We forget about what you said about marriage and what your picture is of marriage in the earth, what your intention is of marriage. I pray, God, that their perspectives be a godly perspective. Understanding that marriage, God, in your will, marriage in your will is the covenant between a man and a woman. And that with that you are pleased, that it is your picture in the earth of how you love the church, how you love your people. So God, I pray for perspectives for those that are already in marriage, God, that they would stand on the fact that marriage is a good thing, that they would stand on the fact that being married between a man and woman is a good thing and a God thing, that they would stand on the fact that it is okay to link up with somebody and say, let's do life together. Let's not do this thing alone. Oh God, for your word even says that it's better for somebody to have someone with them than for somebody to be alone. If somebody falls and they don't have anybody with them, who's going to help them? God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know that it is a good thing to walk through life with somebody. God, thank you. God, thank you. And so I speak and decree unity into marriages, God. Marriages, particularly marriages that you have ordained. But God, for people that even got together and said they're just going to work this thing out, they just made the decision to stay together, God. And to try. God, I speak unity in the name of Jesus. Every marriage, God, that is not outside of your will, I speak unity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for strength. Thank you for the right mindset, God. Thank you for the boldness that they would think and have the right perspective on marriage. God, I lift up intimacy in the name of Jesus. Intimacy in marriages, dear God, that there be an understanding in the bedroom, dear God, that there be an understanding that the marriage bed is undefiled, Lord, that you would reignite the
passion between husband and wife and reignite the attraction, God, between husband and wife in the name of Jesus. God, that when one is in a place and wants sex, God, that the other one does too. God, that marriages would read each other's body language, God, and understand and be considerate of the fact that sex and intimacy, physical intimacy even, is a need. It's not always something that somebody just wants, but it's a need, God. God, I thank you. God, for those marriages, God, that have gotten to the point, ooh, shit, where even the spouse, as intimacy is taking place, the spouse is thinking of someone else or imagining someone else. Father, I pray for conviction, the conviction and love that only you can give, because, God, you're the God that we can be real with, and you're the God that we can be naked before. And so, Father, I pray for conviction, and Lord, that a relationship with you would ignite the desire, the passion to repent. God, sometimes we can't help how we think, and we just can't help how we feel because we're human. But God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are there physically with their spouses, Lord, during intimacy, but not there mentally or even emotionally, God, I pray for healing. Yera corrende de besete, yo no robo corrando rosso, robo corrositia, ayabacaya, ayabacorra basaya, yandereso, ocorresh, ishbereche, eyabaco orache, mandrosho hoco, yeroco oroche. God, please help, okaya basaya. Marriages, people in marriages, couples, God, to revisit the place, God, that became where the marriage became empty. Revisit, God, what made the desire to sleep with somebody else come up. Revisit the pain and revisit the hurt, God, and deal with those issues. God, I pray against marriages allowing things to be swept under the rug and to just build and build and build, and thus living a fake life and fake marriage before each other, because intimacy starts before the bedroom. Father, I pray for realness, God, that there'll be a freedom to be naked before each other. Naked emotionally, naked in their thoughts, naked in their passions. Naked, God. Naked in those things that they desire most. Naked, God. Oh, God. Roko raka babashea orabasha. Oh God, yo conoro corre canere anda la baquea, a solo horraque, ye anya basaraco o roco resi anyoco resabaya bacorra, yamandoro sea o socorresha, yeresi isoro. My God. Sometimes we get it wrong, God. We're naked physically, naked with our natural physical bodies before we're even naked with our emotions, God. God, I pray for a divine reversal, that there be a switch, God. God, that the passion would return, God. That the real intimacy, oh God, that the intimacy, the real intimacy to see into me, into my spirit, into my heart, into my thoughts, into my... my passions, into my desires. God, that that intimacy be ignited. God, that you would show couples the way to get to that place, God. That you would show, God, that you created us to be intimate, that we are complex individuals, dear God, and that we're not surface. God, that we would care enough, that couples would care enough to look inside the other person and see who they truly are in you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for intimacy. That husbands would look into their wives' spirit and look into her purpose and look into her mind and understand how, through you, God, she is his rib, God. That he would look into her and see her gifts, and look into her and see her pains, and study her and learn her, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for intimacy, that wives would look into their husbands. Oh, corre, baby, ando robo, corra, baba, shea. Yero, corre, araki, ando robo, corra, baste, isharaya. Yando robo, corroco, ishbere, se torro, oco, oresha. Yobo soho reshiti ishko roko reshata bakura bashea. I'm hearing feet. Okore basandara bakura bakesha rabahora ndara bakura basea. Yandoro ho ore siti isho oko ore shata ndara korashe. Ebo sherede yandoro shohore asorobo kura siti oro oko orakeya bakura she. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yobosata. Yeranda rabasaya. Ayabako rababako rabaseya bako oro oko orese. Ishereya orashe. Thank you, God, for true intimacy. Oh, God. Everybody wants to be understood. Everybody wants to be accepted. Everybody wants attention. God, in that attention, that's intimacy. Father, I pray for intimacy in marriages. Intimacy, God, also, that surpasses the physical. Oh, God, where there's bare nakedness emotionally, just bare nakedness in thought, that our flaws are able to rise to the surface. And through intimacy, people truly know who they're married to. And when we can truly be real and truly be naked and truly show our flaws, that's where love really comes in. Because then I begin to realize that you're just like me, that we both have faults and we both have flaws. But we've elected to get together and walk this thing out. That we've elected to get together and work through things and grow together. Lord, let there be true intimacy in the name of Jesus. And there's true intimacy, then you can stop putting unrealistic expectations on other people. Because we're both flawed and we both have some things that we can grow in and some shortcomings. God, let there be intimacy. I speak it and decree it in marriages now. When you're intimate and you're so wrapped up in learning the other person, no one else can get in. No distractions or temptations can get in because you're so caught up in finding out who you are really married to. Who is this person? God wants intimacy. God wants you to know that he created you intricately and with a complex manner, and there is nothing simple about you. There's nothing simple about your spouse. There's nothing simple. Yamboro sotore kanyera bakoro sorobokoro. Yendo si andoro corre basandara ba corro corre esce. Yaniero soto hori andoro bolshea o corro cusoto. Yero corro corro orosso orosse. Yero si ki ioko orosoto orobo soto corre abobo corrasi. Yandoro soho oreshe esheba korandoro busheta yara soto orakababashia yandoro soho oresiti isoto koroko rasheta yerasa ha baba ashababako rabaha yandoro korosoto orooso yero soho oresipi shababako rabasata yarabako raseta Yako Rasheta.
My Lord, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you for intimacy. I thank you, Lord, for blessing couples to really get to know who they're married to. I thank you, God, for blessing couples with a newfound passion to get to know who they're married to. Aside from the storms and aside from the pain and aside from the bickering and fighting and what you did to me and what you said and what you didn't do and how you said it. God, aside from all of that, let every impurity in marriage rise to the surface. And God, through your Holy Ghost power that you would sweep it away in the name of Jesus. That every impurity, every insignificant thing that would cause arguing and strife, let it rise, God, as you sweep it and blow it away through your Holy Ghost power. O rakaba, yako rakabashi, yoko rakabasha, yabako rabas, yabasoho rakabashi, yeraboho rakis, erekiyoko oresa, yandrushita. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, the spouses. Oko resha bababaso to rabasi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that spouses are even naked before themselves. Sometimes, God, we as people don't even want to be naked in front of ourselves or before ourselves. And when we're not naked before ourselves, we can't see that we do some things wrong ourselves. God, help us. I pray for marriages in the name of Jesus. That each spouse would really be real with themselves and say, yeah, I do kind of get smart sometimes. Or, yeah, I did not have to say that. Lord, help me with that thing. God, help every spouse, man and woman, wife and husband, help every spouse. Oh, God, king and queen, God, help every spouse. Oh, God, to get into the mirror of your word, to come into a relationship with you. So that you can say, oh, no, daughter, you were wrong. That is not me. Oh, no, son, you were wrong. That is not how I would treat my church. That is not how I would treat my bride. That is not how I want you to treat my daughter. That is not how I want you to treat my son. Lord, let the respect be there. My God. Let the respect be there for individuals. Let it not be a thing of what I bring to the table so I can treat you this way or that way. Let it be respect for the fact that they're yours. Oh, God. The sheer respect for the fact that I am a wife and I'm your woman. The sheer respect for the fact that I am your husband. The sheer respect, God, that you created each individual intricately. Yeke, yerako o rakababa shea. O randoroboso, o rakababa shea, andorokoso. Sometimes, oh God, because we're human, we can have a sense of entitlement, God. Or because I'm beautiful, I can treat you this way. Or because my shape is nice, I can treat you that way. Or because I make this much money. Or because you don't work, you're just an at-home mom, I can do what I want to do. God, remove it in the name of Jesus. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a deception. It's a worldly mindset. It kills your sanctity, your institution of marriage. It kills the idea of marriage to love unconditionally and to be a servant. Oh God. Oh korababa korababase obohoraba keshere andorobo korosohorakaba. Yoro korre asababasu.
Yehoshi. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you for respect between husband and wife. I thank you for respect, God. People just want to be respected. Like, do you see me? Do you understand that I am somebody without me having to tell you? God, let there be respect. Even through this intimacy, that respect grows. Even through learning who they're married to, that the respect grows. Like, do you understand that it's a respectful thing for you to let me know that you did this or you went this place? Do you understand that it's a respectful thing for you to not look at somebody or be overly engaged if you know that that bothers me? Do you understand that it's a thing of respect? As you're covering, respect me. As your wife, as your husband, respect me. God, I pray for a spirit of respect, a mindset of respect in marriages, that people will really begin to see their spouses as the royalty that they are, that a woman would see her husband as her king. Like, really, he really is my king. He really is my covering. He really does guide this family and lead this family. He really does go before the Father on our behalf. He really does protect us. He really does make provision. He really does stand in war for us. That's my king. Oh, God. That a woman would really see her husband in that matter as the priest of her home. And God, that he would walk in that, so that she can see that and respect that. And God, the one that you have put together, dear God, and he's not there yet, help her, God. Help the wife to speak to that person, to speak to who you showed her he really is. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that women would respect their husbands. He's the head of the woman. Oh, my God. The husband is the head of the woman, that there be order in the household, that men would take their rightful place in the home and own it and walk in it. Oh, God. Let them be visionaries in the name of Jesus. Visionaries for the family. Seeking you for the next move, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, that men would see their wives as their queen. Oh, God. Oh, Roboshaya. Yerohoranabakurabase. Yishorobohorabasandarabakura. Yan Yoroboseta. Yerosia dokoresha. That men would see their wives as their queen. You don't ask your queen to go to a strip club and see another woman naked. You don't ask your queen to go and sit and watch belly dancing. You don't ask your... This is a queen. This is a queen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let there be the right mindset when it comes to how a husband views his wife, that she's esteemed to the level that you would have him to esteem her, that she is royalty. That he arises and calls her blessed, that he speaks life into her and encourages her and empowers her, and even helps to take the load off when it comes to housework and children and homework. God, let there be balance. Oh, God. Oh, my God, Jesus. That men would really see that this is a queen. This is a queen worthy of doors being opened for her. This is a queen. This is a queen. This is a queen. This is God's woman. Worthy of the respect. Worthy of the respect. In the name of Jesus. That spouses would see each other as the royalty they truly are. Thank you, God. And that, again, that there be balance in the home, that the husband will help the wife and that the wife helps the husband. that there be a unified vision in the name of Jesus. For a house divided against itself cannot stand. Father, I speak unity in the vision in the name of Jesus, that the man would be able to get that purpose from you. And God, if you've revealed anything to the wife, that she knows how to hold that thing like an incubator, hold it and pray and cover it, God. Oh, God, sometimes it's hard to get in prayer with so many things going on and so many things pulling and so many hats to wear and got to cook dinner and got to see about the kids. And then if there's career and purpose, there's so many hats to wear. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for balance. I pray for balance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that there be equal, that the housework be split when both the spouses are outside of the home. That there be an agreement when it comes to finances, Lord, and balance with that in the name of Jesus. I just speak unity in the name of Jesus, and that all petty things, all things that don't matter, will be removed, God. Oh, God, for if an illness should hit one, if somebody bought some shoes or if somebody went to a game, that won't even matter. God, I pray that marriages, God, that spouses, that couples, Lord, will focus on the things that matter and enjoy each other while they have each other. And if they're healthy, enjoy the health, enjoy the love, enjoy the laughter, enjoy the ability to move, enjoy the now, enjoy the time, enjoy the intimacy while all organs are working and functioning as expected. Enjoy it. Oh, God. Oh, God, I pray for health in the name of Jesus. Health in marriages, physical health, God. That couples will inspire each other to eat healthy and to exercise and to live healthy because they love each other. And that's a best friend. And when you have your best friend and you love somebody, you want to see them on top of their game in everything, especially in their health. Because if they're healthy, then that means we have a longer life. We have more time to live a long life together, more time to do life together, more time to explore life, more time for me to explore you and you explore me, more time. Oh, God. Oh, Father. Let there be a passion. Let there be a burden in couples. Oh, Yereshia. To eat healthy, be healthy. Oh, God, I lift that couple up to you now. You, Rabashera Rabasoya. Yan yara koho raka baba setaya oru usha. Ishi. Yoko rosso. O rabasi. Isboko rekish. Miando shoro. O re ababaha. Ayabako o ras. Yoro soto koro o soho re esi. Yerosha. Yara sata. Yara korashe. God, if one couple has to see a commercial on TV or something's going on at their job or whatever avenue, God, to inspire them. If the light has to be ignited in one and then it's spread to the other, God, I pray for that couples are ignited with a passion to be healthy. A passion to eat right, a passion to exercise, a passion to study and research what's in foods, a passion for long life, so that there is more life in the vehicle, more life in the temple that you've provided for their purpose to be manifested in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, I pray for health, dear God.
a passion for health, a passion for fitness, a passion for long life, a passion for youthfulness, a passion for clarity of thought, a passion to be able to see all of that coming through taking care of the temple. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for reciprocity. That's so important. Oh God, I thank you for reciprocity, Lord God. Oh God, for we function better in environments where we're valued. Oh God, let there be reciprocity in everything. Even if it's a text message, if I send you a smiley emoji, send me one back. If I send you a text message to show how much I love you, reciprocate that in some other way. If you don't send the text message, reciprocate it in a way. Oh God. Where it'll be known that that's a reciprocation. Let each person be willing to serve first. Coming or being in the marriage, not for what they can get, but for what they can give. Oh, how can I bless you while I still have life in my body? How can I love on you while I still have life in my body? How can I add to you and be an asset to you? Oh, God, how can I make you smile and make you feel love when you dealt with the world all day and nobody knows your intimacy and nobody knows your scars and nobody knows what you look like when you're unclothed? How can I be a blessing to you with this trust, this thing that you've entrusted me with, this real you? Oh, God, Jesus. Let there be reciprocity, God. It's got to be. It's got to be. You got to give. You have to give. You have to. It has to be reciprocity because it's so special. The person that you're with is so special. So special. Yeah. They will not be with you always. They will not be with you always. It's special. Your spouse is special. Every moment, every heartbeat, every breath taken, every time eyes can blink, every time a word is spoken and it's heard, every time there's a pucker to kiss, it's special. It won't be with you always. Enjoy the moments and reciprocate the love. Be willing to put yourself last and be an example in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Horakia baba kora shera yo koro o sitio soto rokoshe. Horabahaya bakora se soro kora bashata yabakora yokose. It has to be reciprocity. It has to be. Gotta show each other love and know that it's okay. Show each other love and know that it's okay. I pray against selfishness in the name of Jesus. Oh, come to me for what you can just get from me. Because when you give, it makes me want to give to you. God, I pray for pure hearts. I pray for pure hearts in every way. From gifts to birthdays to even intimacy and oral sex. Let there be reciprocity and let it be in love. the name of Jesus. Let it be in love, God. Ora ke bebe shara bakura, yando kura basando kure basi abakura shera kura tandara bakura, yahando kusera bakeshi ishera to kuresi is arabakusa, yando rohore is miando soto kuresha. Let there be reciprocity, unselfish reciprocity. Reciprocity that says, I will give to you because I love you. I'll give to you because you deserve this expression of love. This cooking dinner or bringing breakfast in bed. Let there be reciprocity, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, let it be free communication. Lord, I pray for communication in marriages. Oh God, that marriages, that couples won't be so timid. Spouses won't be so timid that your spouse can't tell you the truth. And if you don't get this truth, if the truth that's given to you is not what you want to hear, you run and you hide and not deal with it. God, I pray that couples have the freedom to be real in communication. Real. I got to be able to tell you how you hurt me. I got to be able to tell you how that affected me. I got to be able to do that. In the name of Jesus. I got to be able to tell you. And you got to know that I'm telling you in love. Doesn't mean that it has to be an argument. Doesn't mean that it has to be yelling and fighting. God, but I pray for open communication. That people aren't on eggshells walking around in the home with their spouses. That people have the freedom to communicate. So that in that communication there is growth. God, let it be realness in these marriages, God. Because they can work in the name of Jesus. You would give us something to do that cannot be done. It can work. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Yes, it can work. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. In the name of Jesus, it can. Yes, it can. Communication. Even Fortune 500 companies communicate and have meetings so they can take an assessment and look at everything that they have on the table and what can be done to make a thing grow and what can be done to move it through different channels so that it's the best that it can be. And so with marriages, God, I pray that couples have that same fervor and that same mindset to know that we have to have a meeting. We have to be able to come together and speak to each other on a real level. We got to be able to look at supply and demand, and we got to be able to look at everything in this marriage so that it can work in the name of Jesus. And just because I tell you that I felt this way doesn't mean that you're a bad person. I'm just exposing how this made me feel. And if you're open to being naked in front of yourself, then you're okay with me telling you this. Because then you can get before the Father and say, God, it is me. It is me standing in the need of prayer. It is me that needs to change. Help me, God. Help me change. Help me change this thing. And if it's a case where I'm misunderstood, God, I pray that you would speak to my spouse and show them as only you can show them what I really meant when I said that or what I really meant when I did that. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for communication. And I pray for that communication to be between husband and wife and between wife and you, God, and between husband and you, God. And that every person is unified through you and through truth and through dealing with things and growing up and being mature in the name of Jesus. Away with this kiddy, timid mindset. I am not your father. I am not your mother that spoke to you in that way. God, I pray that you deal with pain. Pain, God, that is intercepted marriages, pain from parents and other older people and things from the past that have intercepted the communication in marriages and made people feel as though they can't be told a certain thing without it making them remember what happened as a child or what happened in the last marriage or what happened in the last relationship. God, I pray that you would intervene, that you step in, God. And God, that you straighten out and smooth out the communication, that you breathe on communication. God, that you will begin to speak to them in dreams in the name of Jesus. That you will speak to couples in dreams even, bringing revelation and shedding insight, God. And that they won't take those dreams for granted or take them lightly. But understand that those are the lyrics of heaven. That you are speaking and giving a blueprint or giving a warning or giving understanding to some things. In the name of Jesus, I pray for communication. God, let there be an anointing on communication in marriages, God. And then even in those relationships on their way to marriage, God, I pray for open communication in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yandorusha, Yeresoho, Orekish, Ish. Yuboso, Rosababahi, Ishba. Yoboho, Rabako, Rosoboko, Rasiando, Korabasaya, Yarako, Rabasa, Yoro, Shararabasaya, Yoroko, Rababasaya. Yoshete, yeshe. Thank you, Jesus. God, I pray again for that open communication in the name of Jesus. Communication of love. Let there be sweet words spoken. Let there be compliments in the name of Jesus. Let there be affirmations in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Oh God, I think we want someone to be proud of us. We want someone to say, oh, you did that. That was good. You did a great job. Oh, that's awesome. Lord, let there be attentiveness. Oh my God. In marriages and in communication. That wives would say, baby, you did that. Baby, you worked that thing. Baby, I'm so proud of you. Baby, you can do it. Baby, you did that. Thank you, baby, for all that you do and for all that you've done. Thank you, baby. That's my man. God, I pray that women would begin to have a righteous, a godly bragging on their husbands or just to affirm him even in front of other people. Oh yeah, that's my husband. He does this or he does that or he does. Nobody can do it like him. In a way, God, that's righteous and godly. That you shut down any door of the enemy that might try to taint that. As she builds her husband up. In the name of Jesus. And that it be the same way for the husband when it comes to the wife. That he would affirm her in the name of Jesus. And say, yeah, oh, I see you. You did that thing. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for affirmations, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, God. Glory, God. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you for husbands affirming their wives. Oh, God. Women like affirmation, too. Women need affirmation, too. Women are emotional. So I need you to affirm me so that there is no temptation to get that affirmation outside of the home and commit emotional adultery. Oh, God. My God, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Urake bebeshi. Yoko rebasto rake ando shala yarakusa. Yaramandrushia irusha. God, I thank you and I give you praise. Urababase ayabaku. Miando shiraya ukurase. Thank you, God, for affirmation and communication. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that no matter what tears down or breaks down around couples, God, that they remain in love. That the romance be there even through storms. In the name of Jesus, that there be romance, that there be love, true love. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. God, I thank you for romance. God, I thank you for attentiveness. God, I thank you for sweet communication. God, I thank you. I thank you that couples will begin to send text messages that are filled with poetic phrases. That passion for romance be reignited. There's a reason why you chose that woman. There's a reason why you accepted that man. Get back to the basics. Let any impure and irrelevant thing be removed from the marriage in the name of Jesus. Find out why they were special again. And pursue that in the name of Jesus. And encourage that. And affirm that person in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Affirm that person that you fell in love with. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you for communication. Thank you for affirmation. Thank you for respect. Thank you for intimacy. Thank you for balance, God. Thank you for reciprocation, God. Thank you, God, that you are in the midst and you are first, God. Thank you, God, for purpose. Thank you, God, for vision. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for servanthood. Thank you, Lord, for strength against temptation. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for strength against temptation. For women that would commit emotional adultery. Oh, God, I thank you for strength against temptation. For men that would commit emotional adultery. God, I thank you for strength against temptation. God, for women that would commit intimacy, physical, have sex outside of marriage. That will willingly just go forth and do that. God, I thank you for strength against temptation. Oh, God, that it rise up, that your discernment in the name of Jesus rise up, rise up, rise up. The blood of Jesus, rise up. The blood of Jesus, rise up. And that discernment be there to the point where it doesn't go down. Oh, God, let your word come up. Be reflected there in Jesus' name. I pray against temptation for men that would go and commit the act of sex outside of marriage. God, I pray, God, that you would work on their hearts. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them the strength to pray, the wisdom, the mind to pray against that in Jesus' name. Oh, my goodness, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against temptation. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for keeping the sanctity of marriage pure and holy. Thank you, God, that the institution of marriage is godly and it is right. God, I thank you. And God, in rare, in those, I can't even say rare, God, in those instances, oh God, because I got to be real in this prayer, God, when it comes to marriages, dear God, and the world wouldn't want to accept a thing, but for those, God, that are looking for your will, and you have advised someone to leave a marriage, dear God, due to something, God, that you said, because you said not so. God, I pray for strength. Oh, my goodness. Strength, God, to leave. Strength, God, to follow purpose. Strength to follow you, God. Strength to follow what the voice of the Lord is saying. Pray against deception. Oh, God, where people will try to, will not seek the voice of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, but instead try to have a cookie cutter scripture for every single thing. For those that are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those, God, whose hearts you are tugging on, those, God, whose lives, God, whose purpose, God, is in the balance because they're in marriages that you have not called them to be in. It is not God's will that you be in an abusive marriage where somebody's beating you. Oh, my God. It is not God's will that that happen. Oh, my goodness. God, I pray for strength. I pray for strength, Holy Spirit. I pray for strength. And I pray for wisdom. And just to be led by your Spirit. Not leaving marriages because it just, I'm just tired and I just don't feel like it. And it's just, I'm talking about those marriages that God has revealed. That is dangerous to stay there. Those marriages that God has revealed that this is not my will for you. Oh, God, I thank you for angelic protection even now. Oh, please dispatch your holy angels, dear God, to cover me, to cover my children in the name of Jesus. As I pray, dear God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for angelic protection. I thank you, God, for your warring angels that war on my behalf in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you for covering my home and covering my family, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for angelic protection, Lord. Let them encamp all around us in Jesus' name. Angelic protection. Thank you, God, for heavenly hosts covering me in Jesus' name. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you for angels. I thank you for being a hedge of protection around me. I apply the blood of Jesus over myself and over my children and over my family, over our home. Jesus, Jesus, cover us. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I believe it, so be it. For when you are for me, you're more than the world against me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There's none mightier than you. None. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for these marriages. I thank you, Lord, for blessing these marriages. I thank you, God, for keeping these marriages. I thank you, God, for direction in these marriages. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for breathing on them. I thank you, Lord, for restoring holiness. I thank you, God, for restoring the right spirit in Jesus' name. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And I pray that you would be the focus of marriages, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would be the focus, that you would be people, that couples will understand that you would be the great mediator, that you would be the great one to weigh situations and help the spouse. Why not have God? Oh my goodness, when we can pray to you and ask you to reveal a thing to our spouses, because you know exactly how they understand and you know exactly what to say and how to bring it to them. You can give them a dream or have them watch something or read something or pass by a stranger and just get a word. Oh God, you're needed in marriages. You are wonderful to have, a wonderful friend to have in the midst of a marriage. Thank you, God. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you be the focus of marriages, the focus of God-ordained marriages, the focus of unity between a man and a woman. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that spouses are a priority to one another. A priority. And all of that goes with respect and reciprocity. The spouses value each other. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Thank you for the mind to pray tonight. For marriages, thank you, God, for the mind to pray for unity. Thank you for even choosing to use me for this thing that is obviously on your heart. Thank you, Lord. I'm honored. And so I pray your blessing on marriages. I pray that you breathe on marriages. I pray for times of refreshing in the name of Jesus. That there will be date nights and vacations. And even just nights of cuddling and talking as the intimacy grows. As couples really get to know who they're married to. Thank you so much, God, for times of refreshing. Times of refreshing. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. Glory, glory, glory. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' name. So be it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you all for listening in tonight. The Smart Hour. Tonight we were praying for marriages. And praying for unity in the perspective of marriage and God's desire for marriage in the earth. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I'll continue to do these prayers, these shows that are filled with prayer until the Lord leads me to do something else. But I hope that this has been a blessing to you, and I will continue to pray for your marriage. Be sure to tune in next week, and we'll see what the Lord is going to do on the Smart Hour. Good night, everybody.
Have been listening to the Smart Hour with Tanisha Smart. Real voices, real issues, and real solutions. Be sure to find and follow us on Instagram at The Smart Hour. Like us on Facebook at The Smart Hour. And tune in right here next week for more. You won't want to miss the time The Smart Hour will add to your life.
Hey.